Yes, dear listeners, good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening to the listeners of Eagle FM. It's now the right time to listen to Business and Economic Segment. It's now the right time to listen to Business Discussion Platform. Yeah, I think it's the right time to thank Dwight and also Hermut with their home run program. And I think it's our time to give you the discussion for today. And as it has always been the case, Business and Economic Segment is hosted by David Shombe and my dear colleague.
Good evening, dear listeners. Safia Basson with
you. Yes. Yes, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, Business and Economic Segment is the platform where we discuss economic-related topics. It's a platform where we discuss issues of bread and butter. It's a platform where we instill or we awaken the thinking of Namibian citizens. We also interact, discuss with policymakers, lawmakers, economists, analysts, and all the contributors to the Namibian economy. And the aim of this discussion is always to make sure that we advance or the discussion become, one or two bricks to the advancement of the Namibian economy and to the advancement of the Namibian people in general. And this is also a platform where we analyze how things have been going on in the country for the past years that the country have been into existence, particularly post-colonial Namibia. The past 35 years, we look at the policies, what have worked, what did not work, and how we can make it work. And what is also very interesting is that apart from domestic discussion economic matters, we also look at issues of international relations, how the country relate to the world, and how this relation have an impact on the lives of the people on the ground. And we are always trying to make sure that whatever conversation that we bring about has an impact on the people on the ground, especially operators of SMEs, business individuals, and also those who are the workers and, individuals who are at the edge of the mainstream economy. Now, like we always do, after every conversation that we bring about, we always, make sure that we give a platform to the callers. We give a platform to the callers so that, they can air their views, and also come up with their questions, contributions, and also, constructive criticism, because we believe that countries, institutions, international institutions are not built by yes men or yes women. They are built by individuals who are bold enough to come and argue, individuals who are bold enough to come and criticize with a solution, and also individuals who are bold enough to receive those criticism and make a decision based on facts, and a decision that can contribute to the progress of the countries. That's why we always make sure that we give you an opportunity to engage us in the studio, and we give you an opportunity to air your views, because we believe that for us to create solutions to the problems that we are facing, such as being the highest youth unemployment, being the highest country in terms in SADC region in terms of unemployment rate, and also being a country which is second, highest country in terms of economic inequality, and also the fact that when you look at ranking of unhappiness, we are far behind, countries like Iran and Iraq. And also, we are also trying to look is also solutions to our problems. When you look at electricity in SADC region, we are still, the most expensive, countries, or the highest rates of electricity face in the country. So that's why we are trying to make sure that we reshape And, you know, we find a way. What is the real problem in our country? And, what can our generation do? And what can you do? Even if you, have been around, what can you do to change, the present that obviously would define, the future of, this country? So I think it's now a right time to look at Eagle FM products, to look at Eagle FM products. Then we can, look at, what we have for you. Zafia?
So if you're looking into planning an event or looking to advertise, Eagle FM is definitely the station for you. So basically advertise with impact, book your spot on Eagle FM. We don't just talk, we show up, right? So maybe you have a live broadcast on a site you want us to cover. Eagle FM brings your event to life. Let us make your next event unforgettable. Contact us so we can secure your airtime or live coverage. We come to you. Perhaps you, doesn't matter where you are, we will come to you and make your event unforgettable and memorable. Apart from you advertising or we broadcasting your event, we also have to stay updated with our news and stay informed, you follow us on Facebook, X, and on Twitter, as well as our platform on WhatsApp. You can follow our page on WhatsApp to stay updated with the latest news. Now you can tune into your favorite talk show live or on the go, or catch up later with our podcasts. Perfect for those busy days when you missed the conversation. Now, when you are on your way to church and forgot your song or hymn book, no need to panic. We've got you, and you can just download the Imba app. Now, when you're ready to catch up on news that really matters, explore The Villager. It's an online newspaper for fresh and local stories. Matters of business and economics. Now, these insightful platforms, your radio, your hymn book, and your news, all brought to you by Eagle FM.
Yes, just to emphasize on the app, there are those who always ask questions, either in person or through the red line. It's always very important to make sure that, you know, we move to the world of digitalization. We move to the world of digitization. Some may ask, where are you, Eagle FM? The frequency is not reaching us, but what is very interesting is that we move to one of the best app that you can ever find. And you can reach us anywhere, not only in Namibia, but even when you're outside the country. And that is, of course, Eagle FM app. If you find yourself in a situation where the frequency is not reaching you, or there is a bit of, you know, challenges in terms of connectivity, and you want to listen to your program like you're listening to it now, number one option is to go to your Play Store, download Eagle FM app. When you download Eagle FM app, you'll be able to listen to the ongoing programs, ongoing shows, and also, you may also listen to the programs that you have missed, because some of the individuals have been in the dark for a long time, and you are just seeing posters around there. So interestingly, when you download Eagle FM app, you'll be able to catch up with programs that you have missed through the podcast. It's actually an open archive where you don't need to pay anything. You just need to open and listen. And also the other way, so you can go online, type in Eagle FM, then you press home, you listen to us, you'll be, you know, up to date with what you are doing in the studio, and you can also contribute to the conversation. So we are going to a short commercial break, then we can come straight to the conversation for today. So stay tuned, and we are with you until the hour of 1900 hours.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than The Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
Yes, welcome back to Business and Economic segment. Welcome back to Business and Economic segment discussion with me, David Shombe, and Zafia Basson. And let us look at what we have on the table today. Zafia?
Now, before we dive in, let me ask you, listeners, have you ever found yourself feeling like the skills you have that you have aren't just enough?
Mm.
Or maybe you've looked at a job and thought, when did they start asking for all this? If it sounds familiar, you are not alone. Tonight, we're unpacking a powerful conversation around upskilling and reskilling in the Namibian unpredictable economy.
Yeah.
In a world where entire industries are being erupted overnight and where job descriptions seem to change faster than the weather in Windhoek.
Okay.
Is the question no longer, do I need to learn new skills? It's how fast can I adapt? But here's the twist. It's not just about individuals. Our education system also needs to keep pace, right?
Yeah.
Is our curriculum preparing graduates for what the market really wants? Or are we teaching outdated content for the world that already moved on? Tonight we'll be talking about the difference between upskilling and reskilling and why both matter.
Mm.
Real life stories of Namibians who've perhaps maybe you can call in and help us unpack that as well.
Yeah.
Or what are employers really looking for in 2025? And how you, yes, you listeners,
yeah,
can future-proof yourself in an economy that doesn't slow down anymore.
Yeah. Let us start with maybe before we go to upskillings and reskillings.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always very important to look at where we are standing, where we came from,
mm-hmm,
where we are standing as a country,
mm-hmm,
and also what we need. Because in terms of workforce, Namibia, we have a great workforce, but the workforce is not at work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because when you look at Namibian statistics, combined unemployment beyond 50%,
mm-hmm,
then you look at what you produced every year as universities. You start asking yourself to say, why are we so stationed in one place? And why are these trained people find it very difficult to move beyond fields?
Hmm.
How is our curriculum? Why our curriculum is not, giving us what we can do in the, in the job market.
Mm-hmm.
Then the question that you need to ask yourself is that what happened to other people when a situation like this came to them? Yeah. If you want to understand that, look at the transformation of China just between 1960 there and also 1980, where individuals realized that the situation demanded them to focus more on skills than directly looking at education.
Mm.
Because in some situation, you are a trained doctor, for example, but the situation that you are requires somebody to have high level of skills in carpentry and also high level of skill in plumbing. And for you not just to be cornered in one place, then the situation or institution which are there at that point should advise and assist people to move with time. Because just before we come to upskillings, there are necessary skills that are recommended by World Economic Forum. Apart from public speaking, data science will never go out of the picture for a very long time. IT, areas of engineering, and but all the skills that are recommended are focused on technical related aspects, because the world is moving to robotics and more advanced technology. You see the use of AIs and all those things. Now, just before we come to upskillings and reskillings, and for just us to get the context, we all understand what happened to Namibian academic institution when we were hit by COVID-19 at the beginning of 2020. When we were hit by COVID-19, you know what happened to the whole academic institution? Shut down for around 3 months. I think it was only NASTA which was trying to operate. Even UNAM, the most respected institution, never operated. Then the question that you're asking yourself is to say, what is the best way to survive? What is the best way to survive, not only as an individual, but as a collective? What can Namibians do? Then now, that is where the concept of the unpredictability in the job market come in. You don't know which machine will come to your workplace in the next 6 months. You think they are far, but the world is always trying to find a way to work effectively, fast, and in a very smart way. And how do you become part of that process? Are you going to become part of that process with your only degree that you have, or with the only diploma that you have, telling people that, no, I'm just an engineer, I'm just a teacher, I'm just somebody who studied project management, without you getting additional skills? And I think you would agree with me, dear listeners, that there's no better skill in life than flexibility. There's no better skill in life than flexibility and also adaptability, which go hand in hand. Yeah, that's why the concept of upskilling come into the picture, and also the concept of reskillings come into the picture, because it's those with advanced skills, needed skills, that are going to be required in the future and also in the current changing world. Because it's undeniable that we have seen that qualification alone will not take us anywhere. We are testimony to that, to say being educated will not really take you anywhere, but your ability to add value to yourself and also ability to upskill yourself, then you'll be able to survive in the job market. Now, let us look at what is this thing called upskilling. Maybe the basic definition of upskilling is learning of new skills, enhancing the existing skills. Let me say you studied business administration, then you are a business analyst or a business researcher. For you to become an effective business researcher, you do a short course in data science, for example, and you do another short course in data analysis, for example. Then you are upskilling yourself. You're already in that field, but you realize that you are upskilling yourself. That is number one. Then, similar concept, different, almost the same concept, but different in its nature and how it operate, is reskilling. When you talk about reskilling, it's about completely learning new idea or completely learning new skill or new trade. Let me say you are, I'm tired of using a word of a teacher. Maybe let me say you are a lawyer, you are in a legal fraternity, then you realize that it's very tough to become a commercial lawyer, or it's very tough to become a criminal lawyer. Then you want to venture into agriculture, for example. Then you decided to do, not necessarily to do a course, but even training, even exposing yourself to that environment, and that is the only way you are going to survive. Because when you talk about food security, for example, in Namibia, there is a market there, and a lot of people who are becoming farmers now are not those who have been in farming, but find a loophole in the system so that they can be able to move forward. And there is a lot of advantage in this one, because the general concept of our discussion is more based on your ability to continue learning. And that is the central point of our discussion. Your ability to continue learning is the only way that we are going to do what? To take ourselves from the troubles that we are facing these days. And maybe while we are there, it's also very important to try and compare these two concepts to see which one are you able to look into. Are you able to look into upskilling yourself, or are you able to look into reskilling yourself? Now, additional skills to what you have already have. Additional skills to what you have already have. There is, apart from adaptation in terms of technological change, there's also an element of job security. There's an element of job security, career advancement, and also increase in organizational competitiveness. We are saying this because that is it's a fact of nature to say, what else can you do? What makes you different from other people? And that's a question that we need to ask ourselves, to say, we are all in the same university, we are all sitting in the same lecture hall, we're all maybe same age, same lecturers, but when it's coming to the job market, somebody is moving faster than the other one, or somebody is surviving where others are not surviving, and how can we move from there? So I think it's also right to come and air of you to say, in terms of the current situation Namibia has, do we need to continue just blaming the curriculum? Because we understand that the curriculum is changing in a very slow pace. By the time there are new things, by the time the curriculum change, the world has already moved 7 steps ahead. We have seen it, what happened. It's a disaster. It was a disaster, but the intention was good, but it was a disaster. Now let us look at upskilling and reskilling. How long does it take you to learn a new skill? How long does it take you to learn a new skill? And what is the relevance of this to your future, and also maybe to the future of the country? Because we are really in deep in dangerous situation. We are really in trouble, but you cannot really see that Namibia is in trouble in terms of the economy. But when you start reading the reports, you start interacting with those who can tell you facts without sugarcoating, you'll be able to understand that we are not necessarily going down, but we are not going in the right direction, if we have to say. And for us to come out of this direction, we need to do something. And one of those things that we need to do is learning of new skills. And just before I give you opportunity, Zafia, there's a very good example of a good citizen from Zimbabwe. You know, after 2001, the commotion which happened between the war veterans who took land from the white farmers, and Zimbabwe started getting into sanctions, economic sanctions. What they did best, or what Mugabe did best to his people, is that he made sure that they got education. But when these guys come to countries like South Africa, they come to Botswana, they come to Namibia, they become industrial leaders. Not really because of their education, but because of their ability to upskill themselves, because of their ability to survive the economy of that country with different skills. And I've interacted with them. I have a lot of friends from, Zim. But what I've learned from them is that those guys are not restricted to one place. They are not restricted to one profession. And this making them, better candidates than our Namibian candidates. That's why, in South Africa, people started complaining, because you put the person in a corner, he can survive. You put that plumber in the banking sector, he'll become a CEO. You put that person in an investment company with a, with a, what, mechanic qualification, a person is able to learn very fast and survive. And I think those are some of the things that we need to learn from these guys. So I think we are going to look at a commercial break. Then from there, we continue the discussion.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.2.
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment with David Shombe and Zafia Basson. And Zafia, I have a question for you. When you are comparing the skills that you have now as a professional and what you have learned from university, what is the difference? Which skills are you using more in terms of your profession?
Well, to be quite honest, David, skills that I've learned.
Yeah.
Is, that's why I always emphasize it's so important to upskill yourself.
Yeah.
You basically get skills like the basic skills at university.
Yeah.
But to some degree, the university is not, responsible for the skills like, the skills that we are, that I'm using now.
Yeah.
And that I've learned those, not really skills from automation.
Yeah.
Because by the time I finished high school.
Yeah.
Or university then.
Yeah.
There was nothing like AI.
Yeah.
You understand?
Or yeah.
How to deal with matrix.
Yeah.
How to deal with analytics.
Yeah.
So I didn't have that skills.
Mm, 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 mm.
I didn't learn those skills from university.
Yeah.
So I had to learn those skills after, and I had to learn it on my own, right?
Mm, 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 mm.
How to do analytics, especially social media analytics.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So I would say that in today's economy,
yeah.
Especially in Namibia,
yeah.
Like many others, we've been through the ringer, right?
Yeah.
From COVID days, like you just mentioned, a few shocks
yeah.
to automation, to AI integration.
Mm.
And we see it more and more with jobs evolving, how this AI is being integrated into our day-to-day lives,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The roles we knew a decade ago are becoming obsolete, and new ones are emerging faster than our universities can adjust.
Mm.
Yeah. So we have fresh graduates with degrees, but they're being told, sorry, we don't have experience. They're told, sorry, you don't have experience or relevant skills. How is that fair? Today we ask, is the curriculum failing our young people?
Yeah.
Can short courses, online learning and professional certificates bridge the gap?
Mm.
Or what should employers be doing to support reskilling?
Yeah, and I think it's a very good question. I actually wanted to ask you that question, but let us look at it, because reskilling is you being transformed.
Yes, like it's like learning something totally new.
Yeah, you come at an institution.
Yes.
When you come to that institution, you are an administrator.
Yes.
But they realize that, no, it's a media house.
Mm-hmm.
It's a media house, but you can be a journalist by training.
Mm.
Then they decided to say, no, let us try and reskill this person.
Mm.
Let us try and teach this person on-job training and sending you to different short courses.
Mm.
Now, what you become is completely different from how you came in. And that is also very interesting, because you came in as an administrator, or you came in as a typist, for example. And we have seen it. We have a lot of people who enter organizations as PA. They end up directors in those organizations. Mm. But what do you think happened? A person was reskilled, and institutions see that.
Mm.
And I remember I think a few years ago, we had one training where it was offered by Dr. Mate, Udrin Mate. Then he was talking about this thing of media and all those things. They say, no, it's better to train a professional into a field of, for example, journalism, than the other way around, because he become that profession with additional skill that he came with that can give this person an advantage. And that is where the difference is, because when somebody's upskilling you, it doesn't mean you are getting really new skill. You are just being advanced in what you already have. But reskilling is you coming, risk, I think it's a survival mechanism, and also it's a way of, teaching a person completely different skill, different course. And maybe I should ask you this question. Why do you think some individuals, they try to be content with what they have, or they are scared of learning new skills, either on job or whether they are at home? Why do you think a person would just say, no, me, I studied nursing. I don't think I would do those, bricklaying or those things. But the situation demands you to get money. Why is that like that?
You know, David, if someone says, I don't need to upskill myself. Then upskill or reskilling, regardless of which one you take.
Yeah.
Because upskilling, I mean, you're constantly upgrading yourself.
Yeah,
that's what I call it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't, we went from city golfs to GTIs and stuff, you know.
People
are upgrading and upgrading cars, but would not want to upgrade themselves, right? Someone once told me, we have smartphones, we have smart TVs, we must start become smart people also. We can't just be using smart things and not be smart people.
That's a good
so
one.
So that's how I define it as become a smart person as well.
Be smart.
Be smart also. Don't just use smart things.
Yeah.
Be the smart one using the smart things.
I have a smart watch, I have a smart TV, but you are remaining the way you have been.
But the TV is now smarter than you.
Yeah.
Also be the smart person to use the smart things.
Yeah.
So that's now upskilling yourself.
Yeah.
Now, reskilling is like telling yourself, you know what? I may be a nurse. Let's use the example. But you know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to do something with social media.
Yeah.
I'm going to learn how to get social media advanced.
Yeah.
How to become, you know, a really nice guru.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've by doing that, you realize that there are people in the nursing industry, in the health industry that are selling hair, are doing nails, are doing tailor work. It's something totally different to what they've studied for.
Yeah.
But they are making money in other avenues.
Yeah.
So it's not just the thing of, no, I don't think I'll become that. It's about a hustle. Because I've seen some nurses staying in very beautiful places.
Yeah.
And I know our state doesn't pay that much.
Mm-hmm.
And they've told me, you know what, Zafia? I'm trying to do other things to sustain the lifestyle I want.
Because the person upskilled himself or herself. And I think the beauty part of this is, it's not only about the professional career that you are in, because when you upskill, you are not only upskilling yourself to become good with what you are doing, you are also upskilling yourself as an individual, because you will be able to survive wherever you find yourself, because life on its own is unpredictable. That's how life is, and anything can change. You find yourself in a situation where maybe you are not able to walk. You can't just walk. You never plan about that. Nobody plan about the unfortunate things.
Yes.
Or you are in a situation where the situation demand you not to come to work, or maybe you have to travel to a different place. Maybe your spouse got a diplomatic post, but you have to quit your job, or you let the marriage to be destroyed. But those guys who can survive, they find a way. Or you choose to be just an additional partner.
Yeah.
But you find a way to say, what can I do in this situation? And how can I be a smart person, as you have said? Because we can't just keep on upgrading gadgets, upgrading cars, and also upgrading house and systems without upgrading ourselves. Because at the end of the day, we must survive and we must move.
You know, David, if we have to look at the economy, and if we have to learn from people like Pupkewitz, Harold Pupkewitz, when he came with his family years ago, they were in the material business, building material business.
Yeah.
And if you look today, they have so many business in Namibia, and it's so diverse. It's going from cars, or let me say from motors, from vehicles to mega built, electrical, you know, it's so diverse. And if people don't say, you know what, and with other business people as well, you know, local businesses, that when they are in the catering business, then they are in the construction business, and then they're in property business.
Mm.
If those people did not decide to take the leap of faith and do something else, and reskill themselves into something else, they would have not become this.
Do you know what the meaning of that to the Namibian economy? If they couldn't reskill themselves, we couldn't have what we have now.
Exactly.
And a lot of people wouldn't be employed. And you know how that thing changed lives. Now, let us look at the broader aspect of the Namibian economy. Because I once had a conversation with one economist to say, yes, in Namibia there might be money, but the process of you getting that money is what is very important, because you must work to get that money. And if there is no job, you must work. Then how can I work if there is no job? You must find yourself in a situation where you have to add to the skills that you have, or completely learn a new skill. Mm. Because it's the fact of the matter to say, when somebody starts learning new ideas, I think it's opening part of your creative brain also. It's like learning a new language. I think it's opening part of your creative brain also to, and your brain won't be the same anymore.
Mm.
And you'll be able also to, it will start as a survivor, then you can become an expert in that. That's why, you know, a lot of people ask why a certain person can have different degrees.
Mm.
Not really for security, but also to expand yourself, how you can survive when situation arise.
Yes.
And
some people actually view it very negative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people will tell you that, like, I once had a conversation with someone, the person like, why does this person study so many things? Like, why would they want, who do they want to impress?
Mm, 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 mm.
And I'm like, the fact that you're viewing it from a negative point of view says a lot about you as a person.
No, you can't see it because that person is not at where you are.
Yes. Because the person was like, does the person not know what they want to be?
Mm,
and I'm like,
mm-hmm.
it's not like that. It's more like this person is, you know, depending on where the world might take them or life might take them. Life happens to everyone.
Yeah.
And if this person studied business administration and law and journalism or communications, diverse things, this person is actually preparing themselves for life.
Yeah.
The two things might not even be common or have anything to do with each other.
Yeah.
But this person will end up somewhere, and this person will never be without anything to do.
Yeah. And the other thing is also that when you are learning a skill, it's like you are going back to university. You'll find different people already in that field that you are learning that skill.
Mm.
And it's also building your network. Because one thing, let's give example, in the Namibian context, Dr. Pierre Mosherenga is one of the most educated persons in Namibia in terms of academic qualifications. I think he has around two PhDs and beyond 10 university degrees. Then he has been in government and in corporate institutions. Then there was a point where he, there was no, it's this time where he did not return back to parliament and also to cabinet. But just a few days, I have seen on LinkedIn that he's a consultant for a legal firm or something. This is, what this is telling you is to say, wherever you find yourself, whatever situation that you are going to be in, let me say the political climate at that point is not on your side, but you still have your qualification, you still have your skills. You find a way to survive. You can take this person to Singapore, he can still work. You find a way to work because he find a way through a lot of things.
Yeah.
You can take this person to DRC, to China. You find him working there because he expand his thinking. And, not only that in terms of, academic qualifications, just expose yourself to skills. I think we had a conversation with you. Was it art stuff? You said you wanted to add things or, but I cannot remember correctly. You say you want to do something with your hands.
Yes. Yeah. I said, I like when I do something with my hands physically.
Yeah.
It's like my mind, relaxes. You know, whether it's building something.
Yeah.
Or just doing something with my hands physically. You know, even fixing the geyser.
Yeah. No, I think in this economy, when you have additional skills, it's also save yourself from unnecessary spending.
Yes.
Yeah, because if you can be a plumber through learning it on job training or just seeing how the plumber that used to fix your pipes do things, by the time he's not there, you can also be able to push through. Because, you know, if you have money, everyone will try to take money from you. And money without skill is also a problem. Because it's just, you're just a transmitting, you know, device. But what is necessary is that when you upgrade your skill, I think it's also going to save you from a lot of unnecessary spending. Because some of the things you just need to learn them online, some of the things you learn them from a mentor, or some of the things you can just watch, observe, and learn how to do things. So I think we spoke, we only have around 8 minutes, so you can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. Let's go to a commercial break, then we come and see how we can conclude.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of,
yes, let's continue with the business and economic segment. You are listening to the business discussion. Today we are looking at how you can become a good citizen by upskilling the skills that are needed in the job market, and also make sure that you survive this unpredictable economy, the economy which does not care what qualification you studied at the university, does not care whether you are a smart kid at you have been number one from your high school. When you come to the Namibian economy, you find that there's a lot of things that you need to do, particularly when you are a fresh graduate or you are just planning to go to university, because life is more than qualification, degrees, certificates, because we have seen it in the past 5 years, and the situation where Namibia is right now in SANDEC region, and we don't want to be negative always. Let us bring solutions on your doorstep to say, one of the things is learning new skills. And when you learn new skills, we can say whatever we can say from our colleagues from Zimbabwe, but these guys are survivors. How come they, you know, you find these guys renting apartments at suburbs, but they don't have connections. They don't have families here. They don't have a background, and they have a disadvantage of citizenship, but they are still finding a way. If they are doing it, why can't we do it?
Yes.
And don't envy them. You must learn from them to say, why are they surviving in the economy that we have been for the longest time that we have been alive? But they are coming from their country. They don't have an environmental advantage, but they are still surviving. But one of the things that make them survive is ability to adapt and learning new skills very fast. And that is what is bringing us to the conversation of upskilling and reskilling. Learning, adding to what you already have via online through a mentor, and also realizing to say, at this environment, my technical degree will not help me, or my technical diploma will not help me. I need to learn completely new things. I need to put down my suit, then put on an overall. Or I need to put down an overall and the other way around. And that is what we are discussing today. So we have around 3 minutes before we come to the...
While we're still on this topic of reskilling and upskilling, we are 5 months into the year.
Yeah.
On Sunday, we're starting with the sixth month of the year. So which means basically reaching half a year. And my final words to you tonight is start small. Learn one new skill every 3 months. You know, guys, there are platforms like Coursera, LinkedIn Learning, Canva, or even YouTube. Many of them are free. Even Google. Yeah, there are courses you can do for free online.
Most of them are free.
They only require you perhaps to have a device and internet.
And you just need to pay attention. You just pay attention.
Just pay attention. Learn that skill. Yeah. And, you know, parents, let's raise curious children, not just great chasers. You know, children that, you know, they can also learn a new skill at a very early age.
Mm.
It's not just pushing children. No, you should get the best grade. No, let the child in public speaking.
Yeah.
You know, public speaking is such a fundamental skill that children can learn while they are still at high school.
Yeah.
Because you know, you see that skill in the workplace.
Yeah.
You can see children who never had conversations.
Yeah.
They are shy. They are withdrawn in the workplace. And you know, people like us that likes talking and likes engaging feel like we're doing the most because these people don't just want to engage.
Mm-hmm.
So learn the art of public speaking. Learn to communicate, guys.
And while we are there, I think just finish your, don't want to
okay.
Yeah.
Let this be a reminder, you are never too old, too young, or too broke, or too busy to learn something new.
Mm.
This job market isn't waiting, and neither should you. That's all from me. Until then, stay hungry, stay curious, and never stop growing.
Yeah, and never stop growing. That is the mentality. Just be, apart from being flexible and a survivor, look at what you can do long term, and also look at, ask yourself, for the past 6 months, what did you learn new? Were you just busy complaining about things that you cannot change, or you have learned one or two things?
Mm.
So, thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to Business and Economic segment. Until next time, adios.
See you, name's you. Frequency. Bye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to
to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up.